Six Nations Elected Council has approved the construction of a community welcome center to be located at the Chiefswood National Historic Site, home to the childhood home of local poet and author E. Pauline Johnson. The project, which was originally brought to Six Nations Elected Council last October, where Six Nations Tourism Department were seeking a band council resolution to support the department during its application to source initial funding through the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario, or FedDev Ontario, and its Tourism Growth Fund to begin site inspections for the Welcome Center. Six Nations Elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill provided funding details on the project so far and a final project cost as she read the motion during the September 15th General Finance meeting.
Six Nations Tourism is building a new welcome center to welcome visitors, create more office space, and create efficiency in operations. Whereas $297,311 was requested on February 24, 2025. Whereas Six Nations Tourism identified there's additional funds of $877,512 that required for this project. Therefore, it be resolved that Six Nations of the Grand River 59th Elected Council accept the following recommendation from Six Nations of the Grand River Tourism and approve the final project for a total of $1,174,823. Source of funds identified, OFNLP funds.
During the September 15th General Finance meeting, Jackie Jameson of Six Nations Tourism also spoke to provide a timeline for the project and says the project's construction has been delayed due to the federal election, which has contributed to delayed grant approvals and other funding opportunities.
So we are working on the new Tourism Welcome Center. We received a grant for $225,000 through a Tourism Growth Grant. So that was through FedDev. The other portion has been raised through revenue through our department. So we were able to raise about a third of the funding, but we're still looking for just over $1 million. That was, I think, $1,078 and some change. So part of us not being able to get more funding is because of the federal election. So that's really pushed back funding, as you may know. And that's also pushed back opportunities for grants as well.
Jameson says a foundation for the center has been laid using funds from the FedDev grant of $225,000. But she says with additional funding needs, that grant is in jeopardy if those additional funds are not sourced by December 31st.
Right now, we have a foundation in place that was able to be put into place with this grant. The deadline for the grant is December 31st of this year. If we get the funding, we're still on track to get it done. If we don't, we are jeopardizing that $225,000 grant that we did receive.
Six Nations Elected Council's Chief Financial Officer, Jennifer Court, explained that the additional funds required for the project are available and can be sourced using Council's Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership Funds, or OFNLP funds.
Yes, we will have the funds. The OFNLP funds, I know right now, are being used also for the lodge and things to that effect. However, we do know that for the lodge that we'll be getting ministry kickback. So the OFNLP funds are available. It's just a matter of me figuring out the timing of where the funds are and when they are available.
The motion was approved by Six Nations Elected Council. Although Councillor Helen Miller was the only opposed member of council, she explained her opposition for the project during the General Finance meeting as well.
I'm opposed because when it first came up, I thought Greg said there was enough money to do the building. And why would you start building a building if you didn't have enough money to finish? It's been sitting there for like going over 2 months and nobody's even worked on it or nothing.
Despite Miller's opposition, the project was voted on and approved by Six Nations Elected Council to source the additional funding needed. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.